10 years ago this month, writer Jerzy Kosinski committed suicide. Before his death, it was discovered that the internationally acclaimed author had fabricated much of his own history. Commentator Agata Nassau had a childhood not unlike the one Kosinski invented for himself. She grew up in displaced persons camps across Europe. She says Kosinski's lies are less important than the legacy of his 1965 novel, The Painted Bird.
The Painted Bird is the story of an unnamed 6-year-old boy who is inadvertently separated from his parents in Europe during World War II. He faces extreme cruelty and prolonged torture alone. Dark and slight among tall, fair-skinned peasants, and speaking in the accents of the city, he's suspected of possessing dangerous powers, of being a gypsy, a devil, a Jew. Because his real identity is never revealed, he comes to stand for all children who suffered in World War II, for being strangers and different. As a result of his searing experiences, the boy loses his ability to feel compassion, to love, and finally to speak. Reunited with his parents after the war, he feels nothing for them. He seeks only revenge and power as he roams the dangerous dark streets alone, where the war continues at night. Jerzy Kosinski was discredited for his lies, some casual, some so elaborate as to be the envy of politicians. He wrote The Painted Bird in Polish, yet he gave no credit to his English translators. He used unacknowledged translators, editors, consultants, sources, and impoverished writers to create his other books. Above all, he was maligned for not being who he said he was and for claiming wartime experiences more extreme than they really were. Until late in life, he denied that he was Jewish. He mesmerized endless dinner parties with stories about having been a homeless and parentless child during the war. In actuality, he lived with his parents, and in the words of hostile commentators, spent the war years, quote, in relative comfort, eating sausages, unquote. Though disappointed, I have completely forgiven him, because his lies so often revealed a deeper truth. As a child in a Jewish family hiding in plain sight in a village of Gentiles, he must have lived in daily terror of betrayal and discovery. He must have felt deeply the torment of being different and learned indelibly that lies were essential for survival. I'm not Jewish. I'm 5 years younger than Jerzy, and I grew up in a different part of Europe, but I too had these lessons. Jerzy may not have been literally alone, but he lived with the same grim truth of all children in war, that our parents are powerless to protect us. As an adult, he acted out patterns of post-traumatic stress common in survivors: distortions, lies, fantasies of revenge, exile, alienation, and ultimately suicide. The Painted Bird, which we must remember after all was published as fiction, remains an authentic and terrifyingly beautiful account of the impact of war on children, and a subtle yet impassioned plea for peace.
The comments of Agata Nassau, author of the memoir A Woman in Amber, Healing the Trauma of War and Exile.